listeners, you are now listening to Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amdus Technologies. This is Sindhupriya from Amdus, your host for today. In our earlier episodes, we have addressed multiple topics in and around cloud FinOps, right from FinOps basics to gamification. So does industry type make any difference in optimization? We are touching upon that topic today. Navigating cloud FinOps in IT services industry. That's the episode topic. So we have an interesting guest to address the same, Rajesh Nadesan, cloud consultant from TCS. Rajesh owns 20 plus years of IT experience with specializations in technology solutions, cloud, agile, DevOps transformation, and more across the industries. Welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, Rajesh. How are you doing today?
Yeah, thank you, Sundaya. That was a great, wonderful introduction. Even I didn't expect that I have such a lengthy profile set. So thank you for that great intro.
You do. You deserve it, Rajesh. So Rajesh, without any further ado, with your long tenure in IT services industry, what typical issues have you witnessed in your stint when it comes to optimizing cloud costs specific to IT consulting industry?
Thanks. So, if you look at the main objective of that IT, right, is finally we have to bring the business value to the end users, right? So the reason for the IT is automate or bring agility or kind of transform, right? So any part of sense. So at the end of the day, finally, how do we articulate the business value to the customers? So that's the whole objective. So in order to do that, what is that most important is how do I get that to the visibility? Either it could be in the total cost of ownership, or where is the bottleneck in my entire change process or a kind of value stream process, and optimize it, right? So that's where I see. So the rest of the things, all of these things, this is kind of, so I say, either it could be in a manpower with something we can train people and we can upskill all these things over the thing. So we need to have a kind of the visibility of what is my IT spend, what is the TCO, what is that objective again, what is that value I am doing it to the business. That seems to be their kind of the topmost challenges, irrespective of where you operate to your workload, either it's a cloud or it's on-prem or a private cloud, right? So on the end of the day, what is that TCO and what is that return on investment that is going to be, you know, drive my business, right? That needs to be either it, if it is not a real time, it's near real time, I need to get that visibility. So that's where I think visibility is the topmost challenge. That's where I think we are here today to talk about the FinOps. If you look at right at the topmost challenge, if you ask the recent of the survey says, the managing the cloud spend is that the topmost challenges across irrespective of your organizations, then followed by your security and the rest of the things. So in my view, I think, so getting that to the visibility, what is my spend, where is my bottleneck, where I need to optimize, it needs to be addressed and mitigated.
All right. So as much as we focus on the investments, we should also look at the ROI, the TCO, whether it is yielding the expected results. The analysis is important. You rightly pointed that out. So in that case, Rajesh, what all should be the key priorities for the optimization to be effective? What do you see?
Yeah. So the recent report, one of the leading report, what it says is the cloud spend compared to last 2023, this year, the cloud spend has increased to 20%. I think they put it in somewhere, it goes to around $680 billion or something, right? So to manage this cloud spend, right, what is that a priority for any organization, irrespective of a small or a kind of enterprise kind of organizations? What is most important thing is, we need to optimize our spend continuously. So we need to have a continuous focus on optimizing our either usage or some kind of a rate commitment-based discounts. That is one thing. See, why it is important is, see, the scale which that organizations are scaling up, right? That the momentum of the cloud which brings and the GenAI now comes into the picture, all those things eventually will, you know, lead to a cost. So what is the most important thing is we have to work backwards from workload efficiency. Rather than going under touching upon the directly on the cost savings, you work backwards, look at holistically, what is the efficiency of the work, my workload? How do I optimize it? That is where I see it, you know, kind of the usage optimization, the one part of it. The another thing is the commitment-based discount, that is where the rate. If you want to optimize, there is only we have two levers we got. One is that rate and another is the usage. Usage is how do you reduce the wastage and all those parts, right? Or the right sizing and all those elements. Whereas the rate is what this service provider gives, resort instance or a savings plan or a commitment. That's what we come in. When you buy it a large, that's where economy of scale will save it. These are the two elements, the one thing. And the other thing is, if you look at now, right? So now, the cloud provides a lot of ability to innovate faster and get your data lake on the cloud quickly, spin up, and you do all this business insights and analysis, right? And at the end of the day, and I want this data lake, this is not that only one line of business is going to use it. It's going to be used by multiple business owners or multiple SaaS applications, right? So how do I allocate this cost back to the actual users? That is another bit, the shared cost allocations is right. That is needs to be have a kind. That's where we get in a complete visibility of where my expense is, where I'm allocating. How do I, you know, get back to the chargeback mechanisms? That is then the second part of the things. And then the third part of the thing is the FinOps is not the optimizations is one team activity. It is, that's where the FinOps culture and the FinOps organizations we need to collaborate together with your entire landscape, right? I want to go to one thing, which I always tell one of this, DevOps forum. So one of the vision situations said, and we are not an Virgin Atlantic is a kind of airline company. I like his quote. So what he said is that we are no more airline company. We are on a kind of airline company, the software company with the wings attached, which means that is the level of collaboration he's talking about, it, right? So it's not that only this is a business, it's not IT, it's all going to be collaborate together. And that's where at the end of the day, this optimizations, right? Everybody's accountable, responsible when it comes to the cloud. Spend all those things, right? So this collaboration and bringing that the culture of the cost culture awareness among the entire organization is another important priority. So is what I feel it is most important. Maybe this, if you ask me, this top three priorities, this could be the priorities. Focus on continuously optimizing your usage and rate, and then get that shared cost allocations and all these things, and then establish that FinOps practice and culture within the organizations.
It is, FinOps is absolutely a collaborative activity, and the shared costs and all the discounts should be leveraged. I'm just right. Putting that into bottom to top approach. So since you touched upon rate and usage, Rajesh, among these two, if I ask you, rate versus usage, the prime focus, where it should be, it should be on rate or usage?
Yeah, so it's a good question. See, I would suggest that both rate and usages are kind of right. Multiples of factors, that's where we get that savings. And if you ask me whether we need to choose the rate or a usage, then I would suggest to first you do take a usage, you do optimizations, you do a right sizing, all those things. That's where you commitment based discounts, either savings plan and RA, right? So because otherwise, what would happen? You buy a savings plan, and then later point, if you do on a right sizing, because you would have bought this savings plan for a particular instance type on a family. After you right sizing, you lose that kind of a configuration. So that's where most of that conflict and the environment to happen. So in order to, for a better utilizations of the savings, I would suggest first to do on a kind of usage optimization and then buy a savings plan. So that's where you will get the maximum knowledge. And one important thing is to get this kind of intelligence, I think nowadays all this compute-based optimizer, even the third-party tools and even native tools provides with the AI-based intelligence based on your usage pattern, it would give our recommendations. For that, what is it? So typically, I see this, the companies, they look only for the CPU usage and then they would do a right sizing and thing. But my suggestion is, you enable the term memory also. Now you look at both the combination of and utilizations, then you would give the difference of the savings would be a lot more. So that's important. So if you ask me, I would do a kind of usage optimizations, and then I recommend to go for a or a savings plan against that particular instance.
All right. So the team should start working on the usage optimization followed by the breed. Got it. So considering
it should go together.
It should go together. All right. Correct. So it should start with usage and rate optimization should go together. Got it.
Correct.
So considering the FinOps perspective, Rajesh, can you provide an integrated view of managing on-prem and cloud environments? Specifically, how do you see these elements interplay to optimize costs and enhance the financial accountability in the organization?
Correct. See, yeah, that's what even if the first question you asked about the maybe the key challenges or issues, right? That's where this the integrated view is now. That's what the most of the organizations are looking at. See, at the end of the day, the CXO levels or executive personas, they want to look at the cost as the overall my IT spend, irrespective whether I'm spending it on-prem or a cloud.
Yes.
And that's where these two functions has to navigate together and bring that cost accountability view and also this optimization things. See, one challenge here is that wherein the cloud, it's most of this variable nature and near real time, right? All this visibility, the spend, you can get it in a near real time. Wherein that on-prem, it's mostly in a day or a kind of weekly, that's where we run a batch and then we get cost of their CapEx and then license cost and then we need to consolidate together. So these two functions we have to navigate together and build a one single view. Made it for the CXO level, what is the total cost of ownership of my particular workload or a particular line of business. That we need to study. That's where we need to have a kind of approach, how we can navigate the cloud and then the IT asset management, the intersection of this cloud and then IT, AM, IT, SM, needs to be come together and then build that view. So that's an important thing. That's one element of it. And also if you look at the other aspect, now this not only this native things, right? We also come with the SaaS-based workloads, maybe in a CRM or a ERP applications or it's a kind of thing, this SaaS workloads, right? It would be run on a cloud. They use that cloud as infra and then the run this SaaS-based products, right? So these costs also, we need to bring it and make it a kind of, bring a combined accountability. How do I get that my SaaS? It could be an AWS marketplace or Azure marketplace. And then how do I, the underlying cost plus my, the SaaS cost has to be put together and we have to bring it. So that is also this, I think this is a very important thing to have an integrated view of both my private, that's on-prem cloud, public cloud, and then my SaaS. It has to be worked together. We need to custom bring in a kind of approach using our own native capability or some custom solution has to be built on to bring that visibility.
All right. So they all play a vital role. It's not just one. They all play a vital role. As you said, most of the enterprises are going or relying on both on-prem and cloud. Public cloud for their projects and applications so that they can leverage multiple benefits out of it. So since you've touched upon that, Rajesh, what about shift left FinOps? While you were discussing about the challenges and talking about the key priorities, you did mention about this. Starting optimization right from the design. So FinOps processes often started after they lose a considerable chunk of money on their cloud expenses after seeing the surprise cloud bills. So what do you see? How do you see this shift left FinOps?
Yeah, so that's where this FinOps culture is the part element comes into the picture. So the shift left FinOps is how do you bring the cost culture awareness early in the life cycle of the SDLC phases, software development life cycle phases, right? So that's the shift left FinOps. So that's where the organization, how do I bring such a culture, right? The developer needs to know what is the cost of my workload. And also that's where some of the practices we recommend to integrate your with form of CloudFormation or a Terraform get that cost when they are building that particular workload. So that is important, because when you have this kind of a right culture in place, in my view, you would say 5 to 10% of the costs automatically. So the people have to see it, right? That's where the culture is taught, it is not taught, right? So when we see something, we'll understand it. That's where this, when developers is okay, this is the cost of my workload. When they next time when they check in their code to the pipeline, they will know that okay, this is the last time my cost under this time, this is the cloud spend of my particular workload. So when they see it, they will realize, and then they will go back and see the something they can optimize their design, right? It has to come from the ship left. This is where the experience will probably in the coming seasons. So that's where this is the kind of practice we need to build, where the cost culture awareness needs to be established. That's where the FinOps plays in a vital role, building all those FinOps organizations, cost culture awareness, some of the reward programs, all those things is a key element.
Yes, you rightly pointed that out. In organizations are actually focusing on cost-cutting practices, and they are now looking behind and starting from the design itself, like cost-aware design, cost-aware architecture, so that the effects are minimal right from the beginning. And as you said, FinOps is an organization-wide practice. It's not just a one-time practice, and it's a culture. It's building the culture within the organization. And when you start it right from scratch, right from stage zero, it will be even more effective and beneficial.
Exactly.
Great to know. So our discussion will not be complete if we don't discuss about Gen AI, Rajesh. So Gen AI hype is everywhere. So according to a recent survey by EY towards the end of last year, 62% of business leaders acknowledged the urgency of acting on Gen AI immediately, so that they could prevent themselves from competitors gaining a strategic edge. So while the investments are soaring at one side, focusing on ROI is already a key aspect. You said that already. So saying that, Rajesh, how can FinOps principles be leveraged to perform this TCO and ROI, specifically for Gen AI initiatives?
Yeah. See, when it comes to Gen AI, there are two parts. There's a FinOps for Gen AI. How do we manage Gen AI in terms of optimizing the cluster? That is one thing. And the Gen AI for FinOps. So is there some kind of a Gen AI models can be built where the data sets, and we can get what is my top spending? So that's what a Gen AI. There are two elements here. So FinOps for Gen AI and Gen AI for FinOps. Right? I'll talk about the FinOps. There's going to be a lot of scope for the FinOps practitioner when Gen AI really evolves and when it is productionized, right? The way we operate in the cloud, it's all we know that the instance or a VMs which can be easily tagged, and we can have the running meter cost and everything we can visibly we have seen. But when it comes to the Gen AI, the underlying this LLM models and all those things, right? The foundation. It is all based on your prompt, and it is charged based on number of tokens. So that's where this prompt engineering plays in a major role in your Gen AI optimizations, Gen AI FinOps part of the element. How do you prompt your queries, right? Because it's the prompt makes number of tokens calls back your LLM or foundation model. So that's in a one part of it. And the other thing is all these LLM models needs to be, you need a kind of a, infrastructure, right? This SageMaker, Jamstack, or anything. Again, that infrastructure cost is an important element. And then what are the softwares which you are going to run on those your LLM models from either from public or from private domain? That accounts the cost. So the FinOps, the element for a Gen AI, we have to look at from apart from this the typical way, and we also have to some level of further fine tuning is required in order to get that number of tokens, number of prompts, and then what is that underlying model, how do we optimize those models. That's where the some of this articles now it's evolving, frugal GPT, right? How do I cost effective, you know, architecturally, you know, optimized GPT kind of models we can build. That's an part of it. And then, yes, this, there are now, there are some Amazon Q Copilot where it can interact with your car data set, and we can get some intelligence. So that's where GenAI comes into the picture of, you know, helping us in FinOps sediment. So all these things are a kind of, you know, as I said, this is an evolving stage. Yes, it's in the coming quarter or something. That's where the FinOps practitioner will get a lot of opportunity to, you know, optimize the GenAI workloads.
Great. So you brought actually two different perspectives, GenAI for FinOps and FinOps for GenAI. Yes, that's interesting. That actually, that's where we are. That's the right, this is the right time to focus on both. Like I said, the investments are soaring up. It's skyrocketing at one side, and we cannot escape from it as well. AI has to be leveraged also. So harnessing both and bringing a balance between the both stands, that's where the cloud practitioner success is at. So yeah, we have almost come to the end of the episode, Rajesh. Thank you so much for your time with us today. I hope all listeners enjoyed the conversation completely. So, Rajesh, have you listened to any of our episodes before? What do you think about Cloud Tech Talks?
Yeah, so I listened a couple of your episodes. It's a great initiative, and seeing it specifically in our region, it's a really, I'm happy to be part of this podcast. And it's just a great initiative. And
thank you so much, Rajesh. It's so nice to hear those words from you. Hope all listeners also feeling the same. Listeners, like we always say, write to us your cloud challenges to info@amadisglobal.com. We bring the right expert to address that particular issue, and it could be our next topic too. Let's sort out together. You don't have to struggle all alone. So still, we catch up in another episode. Enjoy your cloud journey. Thank you.